Currently, the state's Medicaid program, known as Badger Care Plus Core, is capped at 20,000 childless adults. In August, Governor Walker will seek federal approval to allow another 82,000 people in. While that Badger Care program expands, another will shrink as eligibility rules are tightened for non-disabled, non-elderly adults. Kevin Moore is deputy secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is a major step in lowering the uninsured rate with a population that's very vulnerable and was a very important part of the governor's overall game plan to cut the uninsured rate in half.
Governor Walker expects most of those forced from Badger Care will get private insurance on the federal marketplace, expected to be running January 1st. Mary Michaud is with Madison Dane Public Health. She says this population needs coverage it may not be able to get.
The changes in Badger Care are going to cost us a lot in the long run in terms of really disenrolling adults who have many, many medical needs, as well as more complex mental health needs.
The Department of Health Services Moore is hopeful the federal government will grant the waiver to expand Badger Care for childless adults.
Best case scenario, we would love to have this end of September, early October, which coincides then with our movement forward on the exchanges.
The first public hearing is Wednesday in Eau Claire. Thursday, there will be hearings in Milwaukee and Green Bay. All are limited to 2 hours. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.